Welcome to a dinner table where I see in front of me olives and cheese and people here sitting around here, and they're all jumping. And there's a man doing a runner at the moment, right? Right. We'll come back to him now. Look here, we're in Glanmire. So look, I want a word out of each of you at the table, right? You're all guests, right? And none of you are allowed to go until you've given me a word about Glanmire, right? You can remain anonymous, right? But I want you to tell me in a few sentences something about Glanmire that it can either be how you came here. Who wants to go first? Right, okay. Look, sir, can you please tell me something about Glanmire? Anything at all you like?
I love Glanmire because it's got loads of trees.
What kind of trees?
All sorts. Deciduous trees, coniferous trees. You name it, Glanmire has it.
And if you could sit under one tree in Glanmire, right, and wait for an apple or an acorn or something to hit you on the head, right, where would that tree be?
That tree would be in Eastcliff Park, almost in the centre of Glanmire, and it's the Scots Pine, and it's absolutely beautiful, along by the river. Beautiful place.
What's the name of the river? Last question.
The Glashboy.
Right, the Glashboy. Right, that's a Glashboy River. Now, we're moving around the table here, past the celery and the cucumber and the tomatoes, right. Tell me something about Glanmire, please.
Hi, Paul. Well, Glanmire is situated about 5 kilometres outside Cork City, so it's in the suburbs, but it's in the county of Cork. And as Noel was saying, the Glashboy runs through it, so it's in a valley, and radio and telephone receptions are chronic at times.
All right, is this your rant against Aircom, is it, or something?
Well, no, but it's just, you know, like, it's just the geography of the land. But I do really like Glanmire, and I'm living here since 1999, so.
And were you chased out of the place you were before, or did you come here willingly?
Oh, came willingly. Came for a job and I stayed.
And you're actually going to stay?
I am.
Oh, great, great. Now, we'll just move past you here, past the salami and the low, low, low original butter substitute from Kerry. Right, can you please tell me something about Glanmire?
Okay, well, I suppose I would call myself a city slicker, so I'm from the city. So,
which city, by the way?
Cork City. Oh, right, okay. Cork City, of course. Yeah. With West Cork and Kilkenny blood in me, so I have to acknowledge that. To me, I'm sorry now, Glanmire is kind of out in the sticks.
Yeah.
Very
rubbishy little place, yeah.
No, I wouldn't say rubbishy now, I wouldn't say that, but it's kind of
a backwater.
Not even don't be putting words in my mouth. I wouldn't say backwater, but it's kind of more than the suburbs, but it's away from the city. I don't have a car as well, so to me, even Carrigaline, Frankfield, or you know, I'm a city centre, brought up in Turner's Cross, living in just off Barrack Street. So, but I mean, I have a great friend living in Glanmire, so that's the reason I'm here tonight.
So, would you ever willingly stop off in Glanmire other than to see a person?
I don't think so personally, unless there was some event happening that interests me.
Right, yeah. And you wouldn't be for sitting under trees.
Oh, I love sitting under, I love hugging trees and sitting under trees, but I don't think I only need to go to the lock. I don't have to come to Glanmire to sit under a tree.
Great. But now we're moving past the hummus and the cheese, and we're moving across here to this man. Tell me something about Glanmire, sir.
Yes. When I was growing up, my best friend came from Glanmire, and I was from the north side, and he used to come up to school in a white bus, and I used to be fascinated. He was in the middle of nowhere. He was a country boy. And I always remember then calling down to one day, and I had to say to my mother, could you make us sandwiches because I'm going to the country? And down I went to Glanmire. I used to think it was the middle of nowhere. So then I left school and I lived in the UK for years. And when I came back...
I thought you lived in Scotland.
I did. I lived in Glasgow.
All right. Well, no, not the UK, though. Go on.
I suppose they are trying to get independence at the moment. But anyway, I would have said... But when I came back with my wife, the first place we came back and bought a house was in Glanmire.
So it was really the fulfilment of a childhood dream.
No, it was the fulfilment of a slagging of my best friend. And to this day, he still rubs it into me.
Oh, that's great. Now I'm just crawling over the chair across the best of you, past the red wine, over to the over to the other guy. Now here, tell me something. What about Glenmire, sir?
Can I say something about Glenmire? Do you know where the name comes from?
Tell us, please.
A glen being a glen, obviously, or a valley. And the mire is a small fish.
Spell mire.
M-A-G-H-A-I-R.
What kind of a small fish?
Tiny, tiny one. Probably less than the size of your little finger.
Oh, like the things in the Amazon that would eat you.
Oh, yeah, except the ones here don't get eaten. We're from Cork, by.
We've got thick skin. Yeah? Thick skin. Go on, more about
that. Well, that's it. That's where the name came from. So the river itself had a particular type of fish in it, which was a preponderance of it. So it was the valley of the little fish.
Well, I tell you now, thanks very much. No, I'll tell you something about Glenmire and me, right? I never meant to come here at all. I actually landed across from the UK into Douglas in Cork, right? And that seemed like...
You had a narrow escape.
I was on the south side, right? I never knew what a Norrie was, right? Never heard of a Norrie at all, right? And then one day, I was prevailed upon to get through the tunnel under the River Lee and come to see a house up the hill here. And as I was driving along the river in towards a place called Glenmire I'd never heard of, I see this church up above me and I see these trees on both sides. And I thought, this is the closest thing to an English country scene that I'd ever seen in Ireland. It was absolutely harmonious, beautiful. It actually looked as if there was some architecture here that had been worth preserving. And anyway, that's why I ended up coming to Glenmire.
Well, let me tell you a little story about that church. There was a famous Irish patriot called Robert Emmet, who was hanged for his misfortunes, who had a lady friend called Sarah Kern, if my memory serves me correctly, who subsequently married in the church in Glenmire.
Really?
To a guy called Penrose, after whom Penrose Wharf is called in Sighton Town.
And is Willie Penrose, the Labour guy, in any way related to that?
That, no, I couldn't trace that far back, you know. So just the church down the road from you, Sarah Kern married one of the Penroses.
And do you know, to this day, I've never been into that church. My family have been into it. They actually wandered around it one day and somebody came out and said, would you like to come in? Right?
Yes, okay.
So there we are. Anyway, look, that's Glenmire for us. Right, let's go back and have more to drink. Right? I'd just like to thank you all publicly for the contribution you've made to Glenmire.
Thanks, Paul.
Goodbye.
The posters are gone down by the time.
Need to be a Twitterer.